Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is a post-game podcast. I tell you something. I'm exhausted. This team, these games, are just so unreal. Were the 2020 Las Vegas Raiders good? Nah. Were they exciting? Were they unpredictable? Were they wild? Were they worth our time watching on game day? 100% without a doubt. I mean, I've told you this before. One of my duties on game day is to do a final score post, and it's supposed to be done, like, as soon as the game is over. And you have to have a lot of things in it, and coding, and gotta have everything perfect. I'm gonna miss the season. I'm not gonna be missing those things for a while. I can use a break. Sometimes I do that for Rams games, and they're never that wild. But these guys, you don't know the final score until the gun happens. It's every freaking week. And now, you know, as the Raiders won that 32-31, check your notes, yeah, 32-31. We look, the narrative changes. Now, the offseason is going to be a little bit more palatable. A little more easier to take. Yeah, 8-8. They were 6-3. But if they weren't 7-9 after being 6-3 and then lost another screwball way, it would have been rough. But now John Gruden could be happy and Derek Carr could be happy. And, you know, they could feel good about it and maybe change the turd of the season. Because it was a turd of a season. When you're 6-3 and go 8-8, that's bad. But it's just incredible. And, you know, they got a Greg Williams-like assist today by Vic Fangio. If I'm the powers to be with the Denver Broncos, I'm wondering if this guy has it to be my head coach next year. I'd be wondering if I was running that club, because he was very conservative in this game. And then the Raiders are going to go do the two-pointer. After the score, it's 31-30. Gruden, they've got guys coming on and off the field. They got Waller coming on and off the field. Gruden said after the game, I changed my mind three times on that play. Josh Jacobs said, I don't know if we were going to, if they don't call that timeout, I don't know if we call the play. We get the playoff. So now it's a penalty. Now it's 7 yards. You try to go for 7, you probably just go to the extra, you just probably kick the extra point and you go to overtime. Vic Fangio let him off the hook with a stupid timeout. And, you know, Carr to Waller ballgame. And then, of course, it got a little funky there afterwards. The Broncos got to midfield real quick. Ended up doing a field goal. Max Crosby, who had a nice end of the season. Two blocked kicks. Field goal attempts. Both long ones. Crosby said after the game he thought some of the Raiders linemen on their field goal team are lazy. Oof, that hurts. And he made him pay for it. He also had a sack, 7 sacks, first sack since week 10, 17 sacks in 2 seasons. Max Crosby goes into the offseason feeling better about himself, and that's good. That's what I wanted to see. I want to see some of these young guys finish well. You know, Bryan Edwards, nice touchdown pass, and then another catch. 51 yards for 2 catches. That's going to change his narrative into the offseason. Now there's more hope. Is it reality? I don't know. But he's like, okay, I finished. I had a couple plays. You know, he certainly had a very quiet rookie year, the third rounder from South Carolina. The Raiders are going to need more from him. But at least he ended the season with a little hope. And that's good. That can go a long way in the offseason. Because I bet a lot of Raider fans are going to say, hey, he had a great finish to the season. You know, 2 catches, 51 yards. But maybe he can be a starter. And that's, you know, that's the narrative. That's the offseason fuel. You know, same for Max Crosby. He finished strong. That's good. You know, congrats to Darren Waller. 107 catches on the season. A team record. Beat Pro Football Hall of Famers Tim Brown's record. Stood for 23 years, 104 catches. Bravo, Waller. If you listen to this show, you know how incredibly impressed I am by Darren Waller as a human being, as a player, and somebody who's overcome adversity. And he's just a special story. And Darren Waller's just, his NFL story just don't happen very often. So kudos to him. Josh Jacobs, over 1,000 yards. Getting 1,000 yards on the ground in the NFL isn't that huge of an accomplishment anymore. But, you know, this guy is a solid, very good, more than solid. He's a very good back. And he, you know, he started slow today. He made some plays to help the Raiders win this game. You know, Henry Ruggs gets hurt. He had 3 catches, didn't do much. We'll see. Jerry Jeudy was almost a hero of that game. That would have been a tough pill to swallow. See, again, narratives. So close to bad narratives for the offseason. But the Raiders escaped it, and they got a win. You know, Nelson Aguilar had another big impact. Derek Carr's out of the game. We need to pay that man. We'll see. The Raiders would love to get a deal done with him, but he'll probably go to the open market. He'll probably go to the open market. We'll see what happens. It might be just one of those things where it's his best for, it's, you know, sometimes fits are best. And that's in all of our lives. Sometimes fits are best, whether it's with spouses or jobs or bosses. And if he's probably best fit with John Gruden and Derek Carr, then Nelson Aguilar should say, okay, maybe I can get a little bit more money over here, but the hell with it. I've had my best, you know, I've really flourished with these guys. But, you know, that'll be more talk for later. Derek Carr said, talking about Derek Carr, so he thought he's had his best year ever. Obviously, you know, you can argue and say 216 was better, but he thought this was better. We'll see. 8-8's not good enough. So if that's your best, and it's 8-8, I know the defense sucks. You know, things got to get better still. So, you know, there you go. But, you know me on game day. I don't like going on and on and on. Like I said, this was an exhausting win. It's an exhausting season. There's some good things. There's some bad things. They got a lot of work to do, and we'll be here every step of the way. We'll still be doing these shows during the offseason. But it was an incredible season in a lot of ways. And it ended up on a good narrative. So we'll take that good narrative. 8-8. Enjoy that win. You swept the Broncos. I think 4-2 in the AFC West. 6-2 on the road, 2-6 at home. That's the NFL COVID land. Just weird. And they made it through. So, thanks everybody. I hope you enjoy these post-game shows. Again, we'll be back this week for a show. I appreciate you. Happy New Year. Be happy. Be safe. Take care. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride.